You're listening to the audio production of Mess and Moxie by Jen Hatmaker, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author.
Okay, guys, before I start reading, just a quick note. If there was one thing my darling and dear editor, Jessica, had to point out over and over when I first turned this manuscript in, it was my abuse of parentheticals. Apparently, I really like to say something else about what I'm already saying. And I have absolutely no chill and no restraint when it comes to parentheticals. So now that I'm recording this for you, I have no editor, tra-la-la. So if I decide that I want to say something about what I've already said, if I want to tell you something that I didn't actually write in the manuscript, then I will say, listener, and I'm going to give you my parenthetical. So I'll let you know when I'm coming back into the manuscript, but just be prepared to hear some extra bonus content when I've decided you need to hear something else that I forgot to write the first time. So without further ado, let's get started. For my girlfriends, you have taught me more moxie than I could dream. You know exactly who you are. I could never ever do this life without you, not one day. I am not afraid of storms, for I am learning how to sail my ship. Louisa May Alcott. Introduction. It has recently come to my attention that not everyone jammed to country music in the 90s. My lifespan that decade was from age 16 to 26. So those musicians literally sang me through high school, college, early marriage, and young motherhood. I entered the 90s as a junior in high school and left it married with two kids. I logged all those years in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. So country music was our state genre, our shared anthem. I thought this was ubiquitous until my adult friends chastised me for favoring Garth over Nirvana. I obviously have friends in low places. My Pandora station of choice to this living day is Trisha Yearwood. Faith, Allison, Shania, Martina, Jody, The Chicks, Reba. These girls, with their high-waisted jeans and belly shirts, sang me through new independence and the sharp thrill of young adulthood. I cannot locate a memory during those years that isn't tied to their collective music. One of my tip-top favorite artists was Martina McBride, who later gave us an anthem for the ages. This one's for the girls. What I want to do is insert the lyrics here, but I would basically need more
sample complete. Ready to continue?